So Captain Lucas jumped or fell out of the buggy, picked himself up, and ran up to me, shouting, "Oil, oil, what is it?" When I answered oil, he exclaimed, "Thank God," and grabbed me and hugged me good and hard. By this time, which was about 11:30 a.m., farmers who had heard the roar and could see the oil flowing began to show up. In a very short time, people began to come by horseback, buggy, and on foot. Then we began to think of fire hazard and at once engaged watchmen from the crowd to see that no smoking be allowed. Sometime that day, Captain Lucas again wired Mr. Gailey. During the night, Captain Lucas located me and said Mrs. Lucas insisted that he take me home with him so I could get a little sleep and have some breakfast. While we were having breakfast, the first oil man arrived at his house on the way to the well. They were J.S. Cullinan, S.M., Golden Rule Jones, and T.J. Wood from Corsicana. My brother Jim came the following day. In the meantime, hundreds were arriving. Excitement was running high, and propositions were being made to shut in the huge gusher. On the arrival of Mr. Gailey, 3 days later, he, Captain Lucas, Jim, and myself went to ruin the old Crosby house. At once, Captain Lucas began relating some of the propositions made, running as high as $10,000 to shut in the well. After Mr. Gailey listened a while, he asked Jim what he thought about shutting it in. Jim assured him that he felt we could do the job. At that, Mr. Gailey said in a very quiet way that as we had drilled the well, we should have the chance to do the rest. At that, we began to make our plans, which later worked well. Fittings were ordered by wire. After seizing them and working in a rain of oil for 4 days, all fittings were in place. Because of the fact that the well was kept heaving chunks of rock, Mr. Gailey thought it best to wait for that to cease, for fear that the valve might be damaged. It was about noon on the 10th day that he gave the signal for my brother Kurt to rush in through the downpour of oil and close the valve. On a well estimated by oil men to be making from 70,000 to 100,000 barrels per day. With closing of the valve, Hamill Brothers' responsibility as contractors ended in the completion of the Wonder Well that started Texas on the road toward being the largest oil-producing state in the Union.
Thank you, Al Hamill, for that fine description of the drilling of the famous Lucas Gusher at Spindletop near Beaumont, Texas. I sincerely wish that Mr. Kurt Hamill and Mr. Jim Hamill and others who worked on this well with you could be here and participate in recording the story of this great discovery.